Joining us now in studio is Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Boy, we finally got some good weather out there. A little cloudy out there now, but we finally have some spring. We'll get to that in just a moment or so. This is Correctional Officers Week, National Correctional Officers Week.
The current week is National Correctional Officers Week. So if you know anybody in the corrections field, or if you'd like to send a card of support to the sheriff's office, go ahead and send that to us, and we can share that with our staff. They do a great job for us, and it's not always the glamorous job, but it's a necessary part of what we do.
Yeah, no doubt about it, which kind of leads us to the jail, new jail. Is there anything new on that you're aware of, or just everything's just continuing on in motion?
Everything's moving forward. Everything's out for bid right now, and I believe the bids close, I think it's May 19th, and then they should be opened and awarded around June 7th.
All right, so maybe next month we'll have a little bit more on that.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. A sad anniversary just passed earlier this week, and that was the death of John Liebenstein, a Rice County sheriff's deputy. And we were talking beforehand. You were brand new to the force right before that.
Yeah, so I started on April 15th in 96, and John passed on May 3rd of 96. So mm-hmm. I was actually coming back from Rochester from some training, because I was a correctional officer at that time, and we were training for medication disbursements, and coming back, and they gave out the call, and it's, you know, being that young and new, and it's kind of really one of those things that kind of sets you back, but
yeah, the nature of that was just tragic, and I recall the funeral services from the service to the which is in town here to the gravesite, which was out by 35. There was a nonstop. There were cars arriving there at the cemetery. There were still cars, a parade of police cars coming through Northfield. There was that many people there.
Yeah, it was a huge event.
Yeah. This week is Correctional Officers Week. It's Police Week, though, next week.
Next week is mm-hmm. National Police Week, yes.
Now, is there a Sheriff's Week involved somewhere, or is that lumped into the Police Week?
We're encompassed into the Police Week, so.
All right. Let's talk about the time of year we're at right now. It's a busy time. There's so many things going on and so many new things. If you're out driving, there are a lot of hazards now that you didn't necessarily see a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so Mother Nature's finally given our farmers a break here, so you're going to see a lot more tractors and implements of husbandry out and about. So I've just asked the farmers if they need more than their share of the roadway, that per statute they need to have an escort vehicle with ambers of some sort going. So, and then you're also going to see, I would assume, given the great weather, we're going to see a lot more motorcycles on the road. So it's a good reminder for everybody to share the roadways and make sure that they are paying attention to what's going on, and put down your phone, like I've said before, and keep your eyes on the road.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's 66 or 69 or something and sunny this Saturday, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of motorcycles out, so be watchful of them. And you mentioned the farm implements as well. Boy, the farmers, they're going to have some long days. It's been a while since they've been able to get out into the field, and we're going to see those tractors, I'm sure, out day and probably much of the night, early and late.
Yeah, some of the larger farming companies are going to be out, I would say, 24/7, kind of burning the candle at both ends to get caught up, because the sooner you get your crops planted, the better yield you have, and it's...
Yeah, we're in May right now, and that usually they're in the ground and growing by
now. Yeah, it's definitely go time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So be careful, folks, if you got out there, especially in the rural roads, and they're going to be out day and night as well. Have you seen a whole lot out and about yet? Has the weather permitted them from being out at all?
Well, we just had about 2 inches of rain at my house a few days ago now,
yeah.
So it's been kind of slow going. So
yeah.
I'm assuming once they start, it's... all systems forward. So,
all right. And this weekend, pardon me, we have, of course, in Northfield here, we have Girls Night Out. But it's also Mother's Day weekend. We're coming up on the fishing opener. So some of those other spring things, you know, what do people need to keep their eye out on? I know there's no fire danger so far this year. But,
no fire dangers. I would say for around fishing opener, since that does start around at midnight, and not everybody takes precautions, right? So they're not making sure their trailer lights actually work. They just want to get out and go fishing sometimes. So if you're behind a boat or a vehicle pulling a boat in a trailer, make sure that you can see the brake lights on the vehicle as well. So, because sometimes the trailers come on, the brake lights come unhooked and they lose connection, and just make sure you're paying attention.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Anything else we should know about?
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there in the world, and thank you for supporting your kids.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in, Jesse. We certainly appreciate it. Wish you a great May, and now that the summer is coming, a good summer as well. We'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Take care. Mm-hmm.
Jesse Thomas, once again, Rice County Sheriff. You're listening to 95.1.